May the good spirits be glad. I am Annette Sanford, the candidate for the Salibia constituency. I am confirming today that the statements I made about the Prime Minister and his strategies is indeed true, and it is nothing but the truth. I was deeply saddened that Cozier Frederick, my Kalinago brother, someone from my very own indigenous tribe, following the disclosure of the information I made on Sunday, published on Facebook a letter which he said that I wrote to the Prime Minister asking for reinstatement as a nurse. He persisted to call me a dishonest leader in this quest of seeking favors from the Purchaser-in-Chief, Roosevelt Skerrett. I agree with Cozier Frederick that the people should choose an honest leader. Therefore, I call on him to be honest to our people of the Salibia constituency and explain to the people why was it that my name was on the program to speak as a speaker at his luncheon? What was Roosevelt Skerrett's big surprise on that day? Was Annette Sanford expected to be on platform? And what promises were made to her if she graced the platform with her presence? Fellow Dominicans at home and abroad, I confirm that I did have a meeting with the Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Roosevelt Skerrett, in the presence of Lennox Lawrence and Remy Lawrence at the residence of Lennox Lawrence in Castle Comfort. The venue of the meeting was kept a secret prior to me being taken there. I was transported there in a white pickup. Then I was asked to leave all electronic devices behind. There were only four of us at the meeting. I did not notice any policemen or special security officers. I said to you, the people of Dominica, prior to my meeting with the strategists, I discussed the offer they made with several people. These people included my dad, my sister in Canada, my brother, husband, a journalist in Canada, and also a journalist in Antigua. And they all advised me to get as much information which could be used to expose these corrupt practices. I decided to do just that. I waited for my candidate launch since information during that time is disseminated widely. At the meeting, the Prime Minister started by apologizing to me about what happened in the chief elections. He stated that he never intended to assist Lorenzo Sanford's campaign financially, but he did last minute to see my demise. He also spoke disparagingly about Lennox Linton. He spoke about the administrative officers that he is going to put in every constituency when he wins. He told me that he will have me reinstated right away with no consequence of resignation. He also asked whether my husband would be interested in crossing over and that he is too brilliant to continue to be with a failed party. I listened calmly, politely and quietly, just nodding respectfully most of the time. They then offered to have me speak on Cozier platform and laughed and boasted at how Dr. Ferrara attracted so much attention when he endorsed Dr. King at the Dominica Labour Party rally in St. Joseph. Mr. Lawrence suggested that I should do the same since I am a good speaker. They presented me with a written speech that I would read. I asked to keep the script and they refused. They offered to pay me the full amount of the sum of $120,000 right after I had endorsed Cozier, an offer which was repeatedly made to me by Remy Lawrence prior to my meeting with the Prime Minister. I was told that I would be provided with the script and a t-shirt on the day of the launch. I was fearful. The unbelievable reality had dawned. Being alone with three men in an isolated community and gated house, but I played along. While leaving, the Prime Minister offered his number, which he wrote himself on a slip of paper. He said I could call him anytime and that things will only get better for me because I am making a smart decision. However, that Sunday, I didn't show up. I refused to show up and I terminated all contact. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, I have been in the belly of the beast. My disbelief has been fulfilled. It is saddening to come to grips with our current political reality that a young man who was given all the opportunities to fulfill his dream and reach the height of his political career, will without remorse seek to use his position to buy and bury that dream of another aspiring youth, a Kalinago youth, at worst, a young Kalinago woman. So, like Jonah, I was thrown into the place that I ought to be, to speak the truth to the people who need to hear it most, those who live in denial of what the leadership of the Dominica Labour Party truly is. To the youth of Dominica, I ask you to take note. Your dreams and aspirations have no dollar value and will not be determined by desperate and power-drunk politicians. Continue to dream big in the land of your birth. I conclude with thought of the journey of Esther. And there's no reason to lie about this. Knowing the track record that the Dominica Labour Party has for persecuting the opposition, I will never put myself at risk without evidence. By the time you get this message, I have already contacted the police and would have informed them of the sensitive information that I will be releasing in terms of audio recordings of the offer which was made to me under the direction and with the blessings of the Honorable Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica, Mr. Roosevelt Skerritt. And I beg the police to grant protection to me and my family, especially my two children and my husband. I encourage Dominicans to stand up for what is right. This level of corruption has gone on too long, and I am not afraid to stand, speak up against it, and to expose the culprits. I am prepared to face my destiny, knowing that the great spirits of my ancestral tribe are rejoicing now, and those spirits will be greatly empowered if my spirit joined theirs. For this cause I stand, and I face the future without fear. I thank you.